Young people in the Kuskokwim village of Kwikluk will soon have a chance to do something few of them have done before, ride in a skate park. Construction of the new park will begin next month. It's the first of its kind in the YK Delta. KYUK's Charles Enoch has more.
That's not the sound of an Alaska Airlines jet flying over. That's the sound of an expertly executed skateboard stop at the Bethel Skate Park. It's a sound not yet familiar in the village, but that's about to change in the community of Kwikluk, about 20 miles upriver from Bethel. Construction materials are now being gathered to a Seattle, Washington barge company. The funding comes from a grant provided by Indian Health Services for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation's Diabetes Prevention Program. Kwikluk, in cooperation with YKHC, hired a company suited for such a construction called Native Skate Parks. The company owner, Greg Mize, shares his experiences with formerly concerned parents before and after the grand opening ceremonies.
Adults who said, oh, they'll break their heads, or, oh, we need to do this instead. And they'll drive by and they'll see 30, 40, 50 kids there. And I'd be standing there, and grown men who came up to me and were kind of angry come up to me later and say, you know what, buddy, I apologize. This is the greatest thing that happened for our kids.
The project partners give the community youth an avenue to be more active to combat obesity, give kids something to strive for, and help kids avoid negative activities. YKHC Office of Environmental Health pitched an idea to many villages as part of their diabetes prevention program, but they say only Kwikluk was interested. According to YKHC, another reason Kwikluk is a good choice was its close proximity to other villages like Akiak and Akiachuk. The skate park, or skate dot, a term used to describe smaller skate parks, will be 30 feet wide and 50 feet long. The rectangular skate dot will sport quarter pipes on both ends, crossed by a row of ramps and rails cutting through the center. With all these fun features, Kwikluk City Clerk Anna Galila says there's a staff member at YKHC Environmental Health with extensive skateboard experience who's promised another surprise for the youth there.
Brian Brube is going to give lessons, and they're going to hand out skateboards and safety helmets, pads.
Mice says construction supplies for the Kwikluk Skate Dot should land there on or around the 7th of July. Then after a couple of weeks, construction should begin.
And then 20 days later, you should have a skate park. We're just going to go there to work because we don't goof around.
A privilege he hopes kids in Kwikluk will enjoy as long as they wear safety gear. One of many new safety ordinances already implemented by village officials. You can find out more about these ordinances and photos for the plans at kyuk.org. In Bethel, I'm Charles Enoch.